trying to dry down a little bit here over the weekend, but we're still going to be short drying just a few days, I think. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Farm Forecast Weekend Edition. Here's what's going on as we take a look at action across the Hoosier State. Today and tomorrow, we are going to be seeing precipitation-free weather for the most part. Now, there is going to be some on-again, off-again cloud cover that we're going to have to deal with, but I don't think it leads to a lot of precipitation, and so we start to dry down. Evaporation rates not necessarily at maximum here for your Saturday, but they're not bad. I think we get better evaporation rates tomorrow. The start of next week, Monday and Tuesday, I believe will stay dry. There's plenty of activity to our west and north, but it does not get in here super fast. So I'm looking at a completely dry Monday and a mostly dry Tuesday. Overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be here. I'm going to pencil in a quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage around 80% of the Hoosier State. I think most of us get some activity, but at this point, I think we can handle that. A lot of us are going to be in the lower half of the range, so half an inch and down, we can probably deal with that okay if we get right back to drying, which I think we do. We're dry for Thursday and into early Friday. Friday afternoon and evening, though, showers and thunderstorms are back. The heaviest portion is going to be over central and southern Indiana, where we could see some very heavy rains. Northern Indiana, I won't rule out activity, but maybe not as much. Penciling in right now for a late week, anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 to 2 inches. That 1.5 to 2 is going to be in the southern half of Indiana, where strong to severe weather is likely here late this week. We do see a drier period trying to come in behind that, but it's somewhat unsettled. So for Saturday the 25th, I think we're looking at partly sunny skies. Won't rule out a spit or a sprinkle, but I don't look for much. Sunday the 26th, we're going to be seeing some moisture coming together off to the west. I think we escape here with mostly dry weather for Sunday. So that's 2 days back to back of dry weather after the late week rains. Can we stretch it to three? I don't think so. Day three is Memorial Day, the 27th, and it really does look like showers and thunderstorms will be coming through that day, anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain, coverage around 80 to 90% of the Hoosier State. So unfortunately, I'm still looking at moisture. That would be at least two, almost three rounds in the upcoming 10-day forecast window. Let's take a quick look at the extended 11 to 16-day forecast window. Yep, we get that moisture in to start things off on Memorial Day, but by Tuesday the 28th, we're drying down. I think that we have another weather system trying to work through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys later that week, and then a front coming in from the northwest right around the 1st and 2nd of June. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers, are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online, ihlefabrications.com. Restore, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.